Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The purpose of the show is to take your calls about anything. In the meantime, we will bring up stuff that we find interesting. And this one has been sitting in my prep file for a while. I've sold it multiple times. We've never really gotten to it. In fact, we've mentioned it before on the air, but never really delved into the details. It's what's going on in Minnesota.
Okay.
The smoking ban. You know how every state these days is seeing fit to run a smoking ban through, banning smoking usually from all business establishments. Well, they've done it in Minnesota as well. And sometimes it's just from bars. You know, I don't even know. Maybe Minnesota is just bars. I don't know. In fact, it is. Restaurants and other night spots. But in some cases, in very, very few cases, we are actually seeing some level of non-participation in these bans.
By the way, the restaurants and bars ban is, as far as I'm concerned, is the most egregious of bans. When they sell a ban on workplace smoking,
mm-hmm.
that includes breakfast restaurants and bars, because, well, people work at restaurants and bars, at least they can cloak it in. We're trying to protect the employees who simply cannot protect themselves. These people who must go out and work for a living, you know, those wage earners who are in the lowest strata, the bartenders and servers.
Oh, well, they're still trying that.
But you know, they
still use the employee excuse.
I understand, for restaurants and bars. But
right.
What about the rest of the businesses? What about, really, what this is, I'm annoyed by smoke, and I'm passing
sure.
a law so that you can't smoke in a restaurant I go in.
You're now, absolutely right.
You know, this isn't your restaurant, though. Whoever you are that doesn't want smoking in restaurants, this isn't your restaurant. Now, it's fine with me if you don't want smoking in a restaurant. That's cool. It's when you use the force of government to get what you want that it irks the crap out of me. These bars and restaurants do not belong to these people.
So you're saying you don't mind if the tyranny affects everybody? You're saying
I'm
if the,
saying
the tyranny affects everyone?
I'm saying that it's the most egregious when it only goes after restaurants and bars, because it's clear.
I'd say that's a tough call to make.
No.
I get your point, but I think it's equally as egregious if you're affecting everyone. In fact, if not more so, because then everyone is affected.
Well, but I guess it's the most self-serving. Do you understand? Because this is really just the non-smoking public saying to the smoking public, screw you, we want it the way we want it. And, you know, screw a free country.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I guess because there are private businesses, for instance, that aren't open to the public that would be affected by a statewide ban.
Right. If it was really
business.
For the employees, if it was really for the employees, they would have done it for every business.
It's a good point. The Associated Press reporting from Maplewood that all the world's a stage at some of Minnesota's bars. A new state ban on smoking in restaurants and other night spots contains an exemption.
Now, I thought
exemption.
We did this, by the way.
I said it was mentioned
okay.
before on the
okay.
show. I don't recall ever getting into the details.
All right.
I could be wrong. I don't really remember everything we talk about here. Anyway, so some bars are getting around the ban by printing up playbills, encouraging customers to come in costume and pronouncing them actors. The customers are playing right along, merrily puffing away and sometimes speaking in funny accents and doing a little improvisation, too. The state health department is now threatening to bring the curtain down on these sham productions, but for now, it's on with the show. At The Rock, a hard rock and heavy metal bar in suburban St. Paul, the actors, during theater night, do little more than sit around, drink, smoke, and listen to ear-splitting music. They're playing themselves before October 1st, you know, before there was a smoking ban, said the owner. Shaping the words in the air with his hands like a producer envisioning the marquee, he said, "We call the production Before the Ban." During the smoking ban passed last year, but the legislature allows actors to light up in character during theatrical performances as long as patrons are notified in advance. About 30 bars in Minnesota have been exploiting the loophole, so it's not just one or two establishments. It's pretty wide-ranging here. Lots of businesses taking part. They are exploiting the loophole by staging the faux theater productions and pronouncing cigarettes as props, according to an anti-smoking group. The executive director of the Association for Non-Smokers said, "It's too bad they didn't put as much effort into protecting their employees from smoking." See, there it is right there.
See, but he's using the line that they use the rest of the time when it's clear he doesn't give a damn about employees.
Yeah, it doesn't work the same. Yeah, you're right. He doesn't have that same level of ability to look down his
sanctimony.
Nose. Yeah, sanctimony. The law was enacted to protect Minnesotans from serious health effects. This is the Minnesota Health Commissioner that's claiming this. Protect Minnesotans from the serious health effects of secondhand smoke. It's time for the curtain to fall on these theatrics.
Now, by the way, I'm not saying smoking's good, and I'm not saying that every smoker out there is...
freedom's good.
Yeah, freedom's good. I'm not saying every smoker out there has respected everyone else's desire not to smell smoke, not to breathe in smoke. I don't even know for sure if secondhand smoke is bad or good, but, you know, I'm reasonably sure it's not good for you to inhale smoke from burning vegetation.
Would make sense.
But when you tell a business owner that they can't do something in their business, you are tromping all over their right, and your own right, by the way, to do what you want in your business.
Exactly right. Eventually it's going to come around to you. If you happen to be a business owner who is a non-smoker, and you never allowed smoking in your business, so therefore the ban doesn't affect you.
Right.
Well, just wait until they ban something that does affect you.
But those people, the people that didn't allow smoking in their bars and restaurants before the ban, those people, their business has been diluted.
Yes,
at one point, those people that wanted to go to non-smoking restaurants and bars pretty much had to choose from a smaller array of people because some people wanted to go to smoking ones. Well,
so as an owner, you would possibly, prior to the ban, smokers may avoid your place of business, but you had the pick of the non-smokers.
Sure, and there's 75% of the population. And as a matter of fact, once you take out younger people, people below the age of 21, it may even be more. I don't know, because it seems to me that people pick up the habit of smoking before the age of 21. When it's still illegal, amazingly, they made it illegal and people still smoke.
So the Minnesota Health Commissioner is suggesting that he's going to be slapping these places with fines for up to $10,000, but we've yet to actually find out whether that has occurred. So I think we're in the stage of the government huffing and puffing and blowing itself up like a, you know, puffer fish or something like that, and trying to threaten these bar owners from the outside and say, "You better get in line, you." Well, at The Rock earlier this week, a black stage curtain covered part of the entrance, and a sign next to it with an arrow read "Stage Entrance." Along the opposite wall, below a sign saying "Props Department," was a stack of the only props necessary, black ashtrays. At the door was a printed playbill for that night's program with a list of names of people portraying bartenders and security guards. Playing the owner, Brian. Courtney Cox paid $1 for a button that said "Act Now" and pinned it under her shirt, or pinned it to her shirt, rather. That made her an actor for the night, entitling her to smoke. She turned in an understated, minimalist performance, sitting with a cigarette in hand and talking to a bass player with the band. She said, "I thought it was funny that they found a loophole. I'm more of an activist actor tonight, you could say. I think it's kind of this way of saying what we think about the band." While The Rock asked nothing of its actors by way of creativity, a few other bars have been a little more theatrical. The Barnacles Resort and Campground says, along Lake Mille Lacs, a traveling tobacco troupe dressed in medieval costume on their first theater night. A lawyer who pushed bars to exploit the loophole wore tights, feathered cap, and black boots. He said, "I'm a child of the 60s. I can do a little improv." His improv amounted to speaking in medieval character to other patrons. In Hill City, Mike's uptown owner has been offering theater night once a week. That's interesting. That they're divvying up their weekly schedule to say you can smoke on, you know, Saturday nights, every other week.
Can you imagine the bar owners can actually make this decision amongst themselves, and bartenders and waitresses can make the decision to come to work? You know, it's just ludicrous to me.
He says apparently they attracted about 30 patrons on one particular evening, and they're going to comment how it's funny how people have been talking in different accents and getting dressed up in silly costumes and that sort of thing. So people are actually having fun with this, and I think that's great. I think people should have fun when it comes to disobeying these government laws. And I'm glad that there are enough people that are willing to take part in this, considering that there is still that hovering chance out there the government could try to do something about it. But will they? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the site. Easily downloadable, back for an entire year, all for free, right there at freetalklive.com. Plus, does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world's becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. 800-259-9231. Going to the phone shortly. Just a little more discussion on the topic at hand, that is the Minnesota bars that have been engaging in what they're calling theater nights, where there's this new smoking ban in Minnesota, and it, you know, it's affecting the bars and the restaurants. Some of them are saying, you know, we've figured out a way around this, and that is that there's an exception for actors who are smoking during the production of some sort of play, for instance. And so they're dubbing, they're, you know, handing out little buttons to everybody that walks through the door that, you know, basically identify them as actors.
Yes, you're an actor, and tonight everyone's part of the play.
Yeah. And so people are smoking cigarettes just like, you know, the olden days. Now, the health department has vowed to begin cracking down on the theater nights with fines as of much of $10,000. And just to check, Mark, because I did claim that we hadn't heard anything, so I did a quick Google search. And turns out, apparently there has been an incident, and it happened yesterday.
Hmm.
This from what does not appear to be that, I don't know how legitimate the source, but it's a website called hometownsource.com. The first ticket has been issued, claim they, to a northern Minnesota bar owner hosting a theater night, one of many performances that have been challenging the Freedom to Breathe Act. Oh, is that what they called it?
That's Freedom cute. To Breathe. Oh, that's great. Freedom to Breathe. You know what? You've got freedom to breathe in your own house, on your own property. You can breathe there. If you come to my property, you don't have the freedom to breathe. If it's my business and I decide to allow people to smoke, you have the freedom to choose to stay.
Yeah. Stay home or go somewhere else. Anyway, apparently what happened was the Cambridge attorney, Mark Benjamin, who first organized this kind of event about a month ago, plans to request a court trial at the earliest possible date to test the legality of the theatrical production's exception to the statewide smoking ban. City of Babbitt Police Chief Terry Whoever.
I think that these bars and restaurants that are holding these performances, as they were, have probably made enough money from this that they have paid for whatever lawyer's fees that they're going to have to incur. You know?
Maybe so. Well, in this case, the health department was threatening fines of up to $10,000. Well, up to apparently was the key words there, because the police chief issued a $300 petty misdemeanor ticket to the Tanks bar owner, who was found to be in violation of the smoking ban. So that's where it stands. There's a little bit more information from Insanti County News. com. Apparently, the bar owner was contacted later that afternoon. An agreement was made for the attorney to represent him free of charge. So the attorney that originally came up with the idea, he took a look at the laws, because you know how it is. Look, legalese, it's a different language.
Yeah.
And no, really. It may look like English, but it's not really English.
But they absolutely try to make it as difficult as possible for the average person to be able to figure out what the heck it is that these people are saying.
So an attorney who actually speaks legalese took a look at the law and said, and he figured out the loophole, and he's been the one who's been promoting that bar owners go out and do this. Bar owners went ahead and did it, and so this guy said, hey, I'll represent you for free. So it's obviously going to be good press for him, get his name out there, and good for the bar owners, because they don't have to, you know, spend any out-of-pocket cash to get some representation in this case. So it looks like the court appearance is scheduled for April 4th, and there's more details here about what's gonna happen, but we will see. Time will tell. Now, of course, they could very easily go back in. The legislature could go back in and update the legislation to remove the loophole.
Sure, but at that point, then the bar owners know what they're dealing with, and I think that they're.
But then they'll obey, right?
Probably they will.
That's the sad part. Like, all this is fun, and, you know, it's neat to report it, because it kind of gives you the feeling that people might engage in civil disobedience. Were they given the opportunity to? But really, all they're doing here is they're just skirting around the concept of civil disobedience.
Yeah.
It looks, on its face, it sounds civilly disobedient. It's fun. It's a spectacle. I like that.
But when our oppressors decide that they're going to be, you know, clear enough, they're going to close up the loophole. No, no one's going to stand up, and they're not going to stand up for their own right to allow people to smoke in their bars.
Well, not no one, but almost no one. Virtually no one, I think, would be the most accurate answer, Mark, because we have seen two stories. Two. In the, what, five-year history we've been doing this show. 5 years of covering restrictive legislation like this, smoking bans. And the first story we heard about was the man who, I think he was a cigar shop owner, who the smoking ban was going to shut him down, basically. I don't recall what state it was. But he was a bald-headed gentleman, I think his name was Eric. He walked into a city council meeting and lit up a cigar in the city council meeting. Yeah. Definitely civil disobedience. No doubt about it in that case. Awesome dude. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very courageous.
And they didn't give him a ticket.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't. Very interesting about that. But that was the first instance. And then the most recent one was in Illinois at Wounded Rig, which is a boat shop, basically a boat repair shop. They don't have public business. Mm-hmm. It's a private business. But in Illinois, the smoking ban affected all businesses. And so, therefore, there's, I guess if it affects all businesses, then it's more likely that there's going to be civil disobedience, simply because more business owners are affected. Therefore, the chances that someone will be civilly disobedient are increased.
Increases the pool.
Because the guy in that particular case, John Hemminghouse, he held a smoke-in at his business, invited members of the public, people that don't even have boats to get repaired, invited them all to come down to his business and smoke cigarettes against the law, a mass example of civil disobedience, but predicated upon the courage of one businessman. So in reality, you're looking at two people, the one guy that walked into the city council chambers and smoked his cigar, and the other guy who allowed others to come and smoke at his business. He wasn't even a smoker.
No.
And just the guy that cares about his business freedom.
Nobody else would have taken the ticket, just him.
That's not true. Smokers would have taken the ticket, but so therefore they deserve a little bit of credit.
Okay.
Because they did show up and they did put themselves at some level of risk, but really it certainly was the business owner that was taking the glut of the risk. And if we would only have more of this, if we would only have more Americans, and if you're an international listener, wherever you live, more of your people, your friends and family members and business associates, if only more of you would just refuse to obey. They can't put you all in jail, and they can't shut down all of the businesses, or society will stop functioning. So there is a limit to what they can do. All they really have is a threat. That's really what they have. And if most people don't listen to them and they just go about their lives and act like free people, there's really not much they can do. More on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits, or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com, it's fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
All right, coming up, I want to talk a little bit more about the civil disobedience process and how it's already revealing cracks in the system here in New Hampshire. But let's go to your phone calls first and talk to Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hey there, you guys. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, so, yeah, I didn't really prepare anything necessarily that I wanted to say, but I've just been thinking. So today is my 21st birthday.
Congratulations.
And yes, thank you very much. And I'm finally legally allowed to drink alcohol.
Woohoo! But, I bet you've never done that before.
That's exactly my point. I've been drinking since the age of 12. Right? since I first got drunk when I was 12 years old, since then I felt for myself that I was able to handle drinking, right? Hey. But yet, the government has told me, no, you are not allowed to drink this beverage, right? You're not allowed to drink any beverages that contain alcohol.
Right.
And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. In fact,
yeah, it sure is.
Every time, you know, if I wanted to just have a single beer just to, you know, kick back and relax, ever since before this day, I've had to be in fear that the government is going to come and give me a ticket or arrest me. In fact, I was arrested when I was 15 years old for underage drinking.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
I was put in handcuffs, and I was brought to the police station until my parents came to get me. You know, I had to go through the whole process. I got breathalyzed.
Now, at 15 years old, where were you? Were you at a party or something?
Yeah, I was over at a friend's house, actually. Yeah, so my parents had noticed that it was during the middle of the night. I was gone. My parents had noticed that I wasn't there, so they got worried and called the police. So
that's why
the police got involved.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, so I just think it's ridiculous. You know, I got ticketed for underage drinking. I had to go through an underage drinking class for that.
So who paid for the ticket, just out of curiosity?
I paid for the ticket myself.
You paid for it? Okay. I just wondered if your parents called the cops on and then ended up having to pay for it themselves.
How at that time in your life did you feel about the police, and how did you feel after you had gone through all of that, and, you know, did it affect at all in any way, shape, or form how you thought about alcohol?
Well, I think, you know, in a way, maybe at that time in my life I was perhaps drinking a little bit too much. But there was no reason for the government and the police to get involved in it. It was something my parents could have handled. Now, they called the police because they were worried about me and everything like that.
Always a big mistake, by the way, parents.
I get the impression
not a good idea.
Aren't real pleased at the idea that you're drinking. Is that so?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And I do think that it's it is their responsibility, and it's the sort of thing that they should be taking care of. You know, when this first time that you drank, did you do it in front of them or
at 12?
Yeah, just sort of on your own.
At 12, it had been, you know, the parents had been entertaining friends at the house, and they had had, you know, champagne out and wine and things like that. And after they'd gone to bed, I decided to, you know, start drinking that stuff. I was a 12-year-old little rebel, but
I think that this is a great point. Is if your parents had taken the opportunity to show you how to drink and how to imbibe alcohol, I wonder if you would have had the same problems that you do currently.
Right, where 3 years later he was drinking too much at 15.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know, now my parents have kind of come to terms with it, and I think if they had you know, been cooler about it and. You know, I don't know. If they had shown me how to drink, maybe I wouldn't have had as much of a problem with it. But anyway, I don't know.
That's frustrating. So today you turn 21. Do you have the sort of cliched plans to go out and drink at some bar or get a lot of alcohol? That seems to be the center of that kind of the cliche thing to do on your 21st birthday. What are your plans?
I'm going to go out to the bars, I guess. But, I mean, I think I've got, you know, alcohol under control at this point. But I just think my main point is the fact that the government is intervening in this when it's something that parents could take more of an active role in and show their kids what alcohol is all about and, you know, make sure that their kids aren't doing the wrong thing rather than having their children be humiliated and arrested, handcuffed, brought to the police station.
I think that's a great point, and thank you for the call tonight,
and
Mike.
When you do go out tonight, don't drive, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Absolutely agree. And I love the word he used, humiliation. That's not going to help your kids, you know, humiliating them, locking them up, putting them in handcuffs, throwing them in the back of a cop car. This isn't how we teach kids not to do something. That's just...
I think that if his parents had come and got him, and clearly the police knew where to get go get him, so that tells me that the parents knew where he was or had a good idea where he was.
Yeah.
If the parents had come and got him and drug him out, he knows that his parents love him. They've shown him on a regular basis that that's so. He doesn't see that from the police. The police don't show people that they love them because, they really don't. they may be out there for the public good or whatever it is that their grand reason they joined the police force, but they don't love them.
Yeah, they don't know you from Adam, usually.
Love them. So when the cops come and slap cuffs on the kid and give him a ticket, he doesn't realize that it's coming. He doesn't see it as coming from a place of love, and I'm not sure that it is coming from a place of love.
I don't see how it could be. I mean, yeah, there might be some nice cops out there that'll be a little bit more caring about putting the cuffs on than some other cops, but that's coming from a place of, I got a job to do. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, good morning to you, though it's not quite the morning, and it shouldn't be the morning where you are.
Well, it will be soon for me.
Okay. What's on your mind?
I'm traveling. Anyway, you know, we're talking about restrictive measures. I live out here in Mexifornia,
okay,
a.k.a. California.
Uh-huh.
And they just passed, I think they're trying to pass a thing about homeschoolers can only be taught by people who got bachelor's or master's degree in education.
Yeah, wasn't that a Supreme Court decision out there?
No, that was a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Circuit Court, okay.
Yeah, there we go, whatever. But anyway, the thing is that my wife, who works as a ROP teacher teaching a cooking school, just met one of the substitutes who can teach any class, anything, right? And he doesn't have a bachelor's degree at all. He just has a ROP certificate.
So if you work within the system, then the requirements are actually less stringent, is what you're saying.
It seems like it's so. But there's another thing on my heart that I want to really get to real fast.
Yeah, sure.
It's about, you've all heard about the Real ID Act, right?
Oh,
how
yeah.
how they sandwiched it between. Well, we just met Mark Lerner, who was actually working within the system until he found out what it was going to be about. It's a plan to forcefully enroll everyone in the United States into a global biometric database.
Yeah, that's where they can go with it. Yeah.
Not a national. That's what it's for.
Oh, global.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Global. Not national. Global.
I figured things would go that way. I didn't realize that was going to be the case with this, but it makes sense.
And I know that one of you or neither of you are religious, but, you know, even if you don't believe in that, sort of like Revelation and the Mark of the Beast.
This is the one thing that I choose to believe, simply because it's clearly going to happen. So I will rattle off about the Mark of the Beast as much as you'd like. I think it's very funny that Paul, assuming it's the same Paul as the Apostle Paul, predicted something like this so far in the past on the island of Patmos.
That would be John. But anyway.
Was it John
in Revelation?
My mistake.
Yeah, but anyway, but this is the apparatus, you know, to put everybody into a database.
It's the truth, and the only thing that's going to stop it is disobedience. That's what we're talking about here this hour. Yes, sir. Thank you for the call, Robert. 800-259-9231. As they've said, I don't know who said it, but they have said that the people get the government they deserve. So if you want to put up with this real ID crap, just like you're putting up with the airport restrictions, well, then it's going to work for the government. But if you refuse to accept it, refuse to identify yourself to these government goons, then what happens? Let's talk about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com. The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. By the way, if you want to help support the show, then you can go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Anything you buy, 41 categories to shop in, huge, huge selection. I mean, stuff you would never imagine you could buy through Amazon, they sell. They have this third-party seller program there where they can have all sort of businesses that are not Amazon sell their products through Amazon, and that has tremendously increased their product catalog. Now, many of the third-party products, you don't get free Super Saver shipping on. That's exclusively an Amazon thing. But boy, does
it expand. You don't get it from those companies either, the companies that purvey it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right. Well, you don't get it from them, nor do you get it from Amazon, so you're not losing anything.
Oh, you wouldn't buy the product in the first place from Amazon.
It's not like you're going to go to say it's Steinmart. Say you were going to buy it from Steinmart.com, if there is such a thing,
yeah.
And get free shipping. Well, you're not. They would charge you shipping, too, so Amazon's going to charge you shipping, so you lose nothing by going
exactly
to Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yep, so they've really expanded their catalog. It's huge, and there's even used items. So whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut. So start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, continuing the discussion here briefly, Real ID. We just got off the phone with a gentleman who was calling in, very concerned about that, suggesting that a lot of the biometric data they're talking about collecting for Real ID, perhaps your thumbprint, perhaps a retina scan, maybe all of your prints. I don't know. Maybe they'll do a DNA swab eventually.
They would love to have this information. The government just loves to collect information. They would love to have bureaucrats employed in collecting information.
And understand
something. It just costs you.
Well, right. It costs you in the idea that these bureaucrats will eventually use this information somehow against you. You can guarantee that. It happened in Africa. It happened in Nazi Germany. And it can happen here, too.
It happened here in Japan for Japanese Americans.
That much is true. That's true. But luckily, they only had census data back then. Now we're talking about a really dangerous database with all kinds of personal information. And don't think for a moment that just because the Real ID might launch only requiring a fingerprint, that's all where it's going to stop. Because the Real ID is essentially, from what I understand, and we've been following it since its awful inception, it essentially allows the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, to just simply hand down diktats from on high about what is to be included in the Real ID. So it could start with a fingerprint, and then next year he could decide, all right, let's go with the retinal scan. And so then you would be required to put a retina scan on the Real ID, and that's all he has to do. There's no congressional approval.
Right.
There's nothing
like that. That part really bothers me, too.
Well, the whole idea of a national ID card bothers me in the first place. I mean, I don't even like the idea of a state ID card, but a national ID card is even worse. It centralizes everything. And right. You want to talk about putting data at risk. Now the crackers, the whoever it is that wants to hack into a government database to get information, will only have to hack into one of them instead of 50 different databases. That's just kind of a minor aside, but
well, you know, if you think that this is going to solve the illegal immigration problem, you're just mistaken. It just doesn't. It you know, they crack every single one of the IDs out there.
Right.
You can go to a flea market and get fake IDs. Are you telling me they're not going to be able to crack the national ID
and
within moments?
What about the terrorist mark? You don't think the terrorists can't get their hands on a fake real ID card? Please.
The terrorists, that part is the most ludicrous of it all.
Yeah.
They're going to pay off the right people, or they're going to have sleeper agents or whatever. You can't stop that.
Sure, we already know for a fact that there have been several instances of covert operatives, if you will, maybe not necessarily working for terrorist organizations, but other criminal enterprises, working within the system as government bureaucrats to have access to special machines and special databases and things that they would need in order to crank out identification and then sell it on the black market. And, of course, the black market people have enough money at their disposal because they're in the black market and they can make black market profits. You know, the drug dealers, they've got billions at their disposal. You think they can't afford the same equipment the government's buying to crank out fake IDs? Please.
You're silly if you do think that.
All right, so this real ID thing is on the way, and most of the state governments are rolling right over for the federal government. They're saying, oh, whatever you say, we'll do it. Just don't take your money away from us. But there are a handful of state governments that have said no to real ID, and hopefully will continue saying no, because you have to understand the federal government will continue to increase, to ratchet up the pressure on these states to say yes to real ID. But for now, there are a few that are saying no, and New Hampshire and Montana are two of those states. So we are keeping a close eye on what's happening. In fact, we're coming down to what is essentially a bit of a showdown date, May 11th. So in less than 2 months' time, there is going to be a final day where the federal government has claimed that after this date, if a state government has not requested an extension by that date, then all of the people who live in that state will have to get secondary screenings when they try to fly in an airplane. And I'm not sure what they're going to do about the federal buildings, because they'd originally said you wouldn't be able to even get in. I don't know what they're going to do there, but at the very least, they have threatened that everyone in that state, Montana, New Hampshire, I think South Carolina might be another one, that they will have to go through the super special secondary screening where they take you aside and they wave the wand and they get a little close and personal with you. Maybe mm-hmm. you've been through it. Well, you'll have to do it every time. That's what they claim. But many, including the actual state, I think the governor of Montana, has actually called the federal government out on the carpet and said, you're bluffing. And they're going to take it all the way up to May 11th and find out. So we'll let you know what happens. And even if the states do roll over, you can still put a stop to this by refusing to participate. If you have to go in and upgrade your driver's license, and that means you have to get a new real ID, don't do it. Just drive around without it. Heck, it works here in New Hampshire, apparently. We just talked about this a few days ago on the show.
Yeah, and as amazing as it seems, we've seen, well, driving out without registration, that's what we saw. Not.
I don't believe his license is current.
They didn't ask him about it, though.
I'm not sure. We don't have him here to answer the question. But either way, this guy is one of the activists here in Keene, driving around or traveling without a car registration. It expired. His tags are expired. His registration is expired. And they let him out of the courtroom, pronounced him guilty, but he got a fine which was suspended, meaning he doesn't have to pay it. He walked right out of there and drove home. So, very interesting. And if more people were doing that, what would they do?
I don't know what they would do, but at some point they would just be overloaded.
Presuming they enforced it.
I can kind of see the legitimacy of a driver's license. Now, the state uses it for all kinds of reasons that it shouldn't, requiring you to have a driver's license to buy cigarettes and show your ID and all that other crap. But I can kind of see the idea of certifying someone to be able to drive.
How about this, Mark? And I agree with you. You know, that makes sense. It makes people feel secure and safe when they can see, oh, he's got a card. Well, you and I both know, at least down in Florida, where we come from, the driver's test a monkey could pass blindfolded.
Yeah. It is really ludicrous. When I wasn't licensed to drive, there was all kinds of times when I was at the house with keys there, and I could have just jumped in my mom's car and driven it around if I wanted to. But I didn't, because I really wasn't comfortable doing it.
First off, if this real ID thing comes to pass and people are being civilly disobedient, which I hope they will be, I know I will, but if this real ID thing comes to pass and people are just refusing to participate, well, first of all, most of us that are of age already have a government driver's license, right?
Right.
I've got a Florida driver's license with my picture on it. I look like I'm very young because it was when I was 16. But either way, it certifies that, you know, I took that test over a decade ago. They don't test you again. When you renew your driver's license, or I think it's every 6 or 8 years in Florida,
right.
When you renew your driver's license, they just take money from you. So the renewal portion has nothing to do with driving ability and everything to do with revenue collection.
You're right
so
about
it's
that.
The acquiring the driver's license that was, you know, sort of the issue of, well, is this guy safe or not? In that case, if there are enough people participating in civil disobedience, and let's say that you and Laura, you've got a little boy coming on mm-hmm. the way here,
Jack.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
He's a little late, but let's say Jack turns, 15 or 16, and New Hampshire is in the midst of, I mean, this is obviously way far out, and some major things are going to change in the next 15 years, but let's just say he's 14 now, and he's, you know, getting to the point where he wants to start driving. And this real ID thing comes to pass, and you say to Laura, look, I don't want Jack to go and get one of these real IDs. I mean, we can't even get it in New Hampshire. So then what do you do? Well, I mean, let's say it is real ID. And
if I really want him to drive a vehicle, I'll buy him a tractor, because you don't need a driver's license or registration in New Hampshire to drive a tractor.
Yeah, but that's
the thing is it's true in most states. And this is the proof that you really don't need a driver's
license. What I was going to say is, though, you could very easily go to some private driver's instruction class. They're all over the place, the driving schools, and get them to print you out a certificate. Boom, there you go. It's probably better than a government driver's license in that they test more things. More on the way, Hour 2 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The idea